Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
You got to give the Kansas City Royals for at least having cojones, a 9-game losing streak, for leaking some information that they have narrowed their site possibilities for a new stadium down to 2. Down to 2. This was the big news on Wednesday this week with the Royals in the middle of a 9-game losing streak when their maybe best future player, Vinny Pasquantino, it's announced that he is out for the year with a torn labrum on his right shoulder and requires surgery. He had 9 home runs, 26 RBIs in limited games this year, 17 doubles, still leads the team, 25 walks, looks like a terrific young player. He's out for the year. Torn labrum, he battled this thing last year. Apparently he's battled it for quite a while, and they've said, oh, in the middle of this season, let's just go ahead and have the surgery now. So he's going to do that. The Royals lose 9 in a row. They're not competitive. They're the worst team in baseball now. The worst team in baseball with their 18 wins. That is dead last, dead bottom. And we get a report from Fox 4 News in Kansas City from a spokesperson with the Royals, a spokeswoman, it says, from the Royals, who says they are confirming now that they are down to 2 locations for a possible new stadium. And I don't know, you know, there was a lot of talk over the last couple of years from a lot of different people about excitement of a downtown ballpark, and we're going to do this, and this is going to be so cool, and it's going to be great, and all these things. And it's, at the very least, fading. Waning, if you will. People aren't really buzzing about it. Almost every discussion that happens, we overheard one the other day, a couple of guys in public were talking about the Royals in the downtown ballpark, always comes back with the retort, they suck so bad, how could anybody support that? And that's where the Royals are in a very short period of time. I mean, this was a team that won the World Series 7 years ago, and the city was just enamored with them, and there were star players and sold out Kauffman Stadium, and it was just phenomenal. And the team was broken up. They were gone. Here we are. They're back right where they were 15 years ago. And that is something just so dreadful you can't even watch it. I mean, this is a bad baseball team on all counts. So it seems sort of humorous, I think, for a lot of people that the Royals, or there's some hubris involved by the Royals to step up and say, okay, we're really making progress here. We're on our way. We like this 3/8 sales tax, 3/8 of a penny sales tax in Jackson County. We could continue that for 30 more years, put that toward the stadium. There's going to have to be another vote. The Royals want $2 billion. I guess they will say their contribution is the ballpark village, whatever that is, that costs maybe about $1 billion. And that'll be private money because a lot of people have money. And the private money will come in if there's commerce there that they can be involved in that's not the baseball team. If there's something around the ballpark that will make money, they will invest in that. Condominiums, retail, bars, things like that could be very lucrative for people that would invest in that. So it's believed the Royals are going to bring a lot of money to the table, but not much money for the ballpark. So for me, I separate the two out. I don't care about the ballpark village. I mean, I do care. I want it to be there, but private business will take care of that. The way you know whether something is a good value and reasonable expense or not is very simply, will private dollars come in? And if it needs public dollars, it's largely a bad idea. And that's what a new ballpark is going to be a lot of public dollars, which means it's sort of a bad idea. However, the Royals, in announcing their 2 locations, we'll go over which the 2 are, in announcing their 2 locations, have done what any good business person would do. They're pitting one versus the other. And a completely different set of people, one versus A versus B, one versus 2, however you want to say it. The first location, and I think this is probably the one the Royals want, I'm not all that thrilled with it. I'm still unsure how this is all going to work, how the ballpark's going to face, what it's going to be, is on the east side of downtown. They call it the East Village. There is no village there. There's empty. There's a lot of empty parking. It's at 12th and Cherry. The good news is it's right by the police headquarters because this is the most dangerous part of downtown where they want to put the ballpark. And I say that tongue in cheek because if you build a ballpark, it becomes one of the less dangerous parts of downtown. So that's a good thing. That's a benefit to the community. But calling it the East Village is just bizarre to me because I don't really even know what an East Village is. 12th and Cherry by the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department headquarters. And I've not seen a ballpark rendering where if they're going to open the outfield to downtown, that means all your fans are going to be staring into the sun. And I've not seen that before at a ballpark. I've never seen a ballpark designed where you put the fans staring into the sun. The Royals start at 6:40. Now they're starting at 7:10. It's summertime, which is an hour and a half of direct staring into the sun at the beginning of every game. That's the first six innings. I've not seen that at any ballpark. If they open it to the northeast, like Kauffman Stadium faces the north-northeast right now, that's the right way to do it. Your fans largely aren't sitting there staring into the sun and sitting in the heat. So they largely have it right at Kauffman Stadium. If they do the ballpark in that direction at this location, you basically have an upper deck view of the most crime-riddled neighborhood in Kansas City, right across the loop. That's what you have. So I don't know what the Royals are thinking. I don't know how they're going to fix that or what they're going to do. I think a lot of people's, an important component of a downtown ballpark is not just the downtown part, it's you create something spectacular. You create something iconic, that there is a view for the fans of their community, their downtown, their skyscrapers, you know, the Darth Vader building, the Power and Light towers now. You know, if you're looking back toward Sprint Center or T-Mobile Center or whatever, there's be a lot of skyscrapers there. There's a lot of apartments, tall buildings being built downtown. You want the view. If you don't do that in a great river city, many times, you can build it right across the river with a view toward downtown. Again, we don't have that view to the northeast. The best location for this ballpark was, quite some time ago, roughly where the Kauffman Center is, on the southwest corner of downtown. Would have been a really cool spot with a great view of the skyline looking to the northeast. It would have all been perfect, but they blew it. The Glass family blew that, and they were too cheap, and so we didn't get it. So now we have this location in the East Village, which I do think the Royals prefer. I think they prefer it because I don't think they want the majority of their customers to have to drive over a bridge to get to the ballpark. We know what bridges do. We know what downtown bridges do going to the Northland in the evening. 6:40 start times, people still leaving work, traffic still coming out of downtown, congested bridges, and the majority of your season ticket holders and customers will be coming from south of the river. Let's just put it that way. There will certainly be some people in the Northland that go to Royals games, and if they build it across the river in North Kansas City, it would be wildly convenient for the people in the Northland. There is no question about that. Now you're going to ask everyone in Kansas to cross a river, and most of your fans in Missouri to cross a river many times during rush hour. I mean, these aren't great choices here. The spot across the river in North Kansas City is 18th and Fayette. That's in Clay County. So what they've done is they've said, we've got Clay County officials that are saying, we'll pass this year. You say you're going with us, we'll put it on the ballot. We'll pass it. We'll get you money. We will take you. We would love to have the Royals in Clay County. Presumably there would be some sort of a 3/8 sales tax there and revenue for this, whatever it is that they would pass. Clay County's all on board, and I get that. That's something new. That's something shiny. That is an area that you could completely develop that could become a real winning destination for that county and that part of North Kansas City. I've talked about Dr. Bush at North Kansas City Dental and what he's done, where he is in the old, he's at Armour and Swift. And he's basically bought the whole building, and he's filling his dentistry's just growing and growing and growing. And he's got, you know, they're buying this real estate. It's a cool place. I mean, there's some neat things to do there. You're close to casinos. There's hotels. The Chicken and Pickle Entertainment Center is there. There's some great restaurants. There are some cool mom and pop stores and shopping. There's some neat things right there in North Kansas City, right across the river. And you could see that becoming something really special for Kansas City. I don't think there's any question about it. You could absolutely see North Kansas City becoming something, an absolute and utter gem for this community. I see that. I can see their vision. I understand what they're trying to do. The East Village thing is just a cliche. It's like plop it in downtown somewhere. Let's get our new ballpark, and here we go. Off we go. They'll be competing. Their entertainment district will be competing with Power and Light. Across the river wouldn't. I think the only real drawback across the river, again, is getting the majority of your fans across the bridges a lot of times during rush hour. I think that's the most complicated part of this entire equation, is asking people to go across the bridges instead of getting to downtown for those that live south of the river. I just think the Royals, there's a lot of hubris here. There's a lot of stones, a lot of cojones of the Royals to be talking about this. Is if this, we're just going forward, this is going to happen. Somebody's going to give us money. Our terrible team sees it, an organization be damned. We're going to do this. Now, to their credit, there is no threat at this point to move to Kansas, and there is no threat to move to Nashville, which is the real threat. The A's, it's not finalized, but the Oakland A's are moving to Las Vegas. Everybody sees that. The Royals ownership group, if they really wanted to get rich, if they were just in it for money and business and even winning, a better chance to win, they would go to Nashville and they would with private money, build their own stadium. And they'd build it somewhere near the entertainment district, and then they'd have their own entertainment venues and all this other stuff that they would just make piles, scads of money on. I mean, the sky is the limit for how many people are going to move to Nashville. The sky is the limit for how many people are going to vacation in Nashville. It is an absolute goldmine for the Royals to move to Nashville. That's unspoken in this town. Nobody even wants to utter those words. And John Sherman and his team to this point have never said anything like that. They've never leveraged Kansas City. They've said, we bought this team to have it here. We're locally owned. We don't want to move it. And they almost, with their ownership group, now can't. When you add Patrick Mahomes and Eric Stone Street and people like that, you're almost in a spot where you can't move your team. You can't use that as leverage. So the leverage they have is Clay County. And I don't know how serious that is, but I can see how that would work. I could see how that would be. You know, I don't know what the maximum development potential is for downtown Kansas City, Missouri, which is in Jackson County. I know what the future could be across the river. I see it. And Dr. Bush has been a big part of why. You know, I've gotten to know him and his practice and what he's doing there. And he's like, he's all in. He believes in it. He loves it. It's a really, really cool part of Kansas City, an underrated part of Kansas City. And putting the Royals across the river, I can't even imagine what would happen in North Kansas City. It would just be boomtown. There'd be no question it would be boomtown. So the Royals have confirmed they are down to two locations, and those two locations are it. 12th and Cherry, the East Village, and 18th and Fayette across the river, if you're so inclined to go check that out. It probably more interesting at this point to go look at the ballpark locations than actually buy a ticket and go to the game. Here's the good part. Driving to the locations and looking at them is free, except for the gas. It's free. Maybe an electric vehicle. So that's sort of free. Well, you got to pay for your electricity to charge it. One of the great parts of this job and this career that I've always had is meeting exceptional people. And I had a chance to basically meet someone and get to know him this week. An exceptional person, a native Kansas Cityan, Naval Academy graduate, 2009, Blue Valley Northwest High School, has worked in the intelligence world for the United States government. And Shane is just one of those guys that you just know is really smart, really does things the right way, very thorough. It's a stupid old cliche, but he crosses every T and dots every I. He's just that guy. So you very quickly learn that about Shane. And he approached us and said, hey, I've got this thing I'm doing. What do you think? Might this be a fit for you? And I, you know, initially was like, okay. He sent an email and said, I'd maybe like to be on the KK list. I said, okay. And I took a look at his business. And so we had a long conversation with him. I said, we'll be happy to put you on the KK list. That's great. But I think you've got something more than that. We found something here. Well, we found, me and Jessica found out about something that is exceptional. And I think that rings true with people that are exceptional. And we talk about American exceptionalism all the time. What often happens is somebody comes up with a great idea in this country. And then some other people see that and go, well, that is a good idea. How can we make it better? And then some people just do that. And that's where Shane comes in. And I've mentioned to you that he's a great Kansas Cityan. And he started his own company, and he's working with his brother, Devin, who was in the Marines. These are veteran-owned businesses. And they had a dream of basically property management for vacation rentals. You've heard of VRBO and Airbnb and things like that. You've heard of all that. But you really don't, when you go on there, you're like, I don't know exactly what... It's a weird thing. I haven't really done this in the past. Okay. I'm more of a, if the Marriott is there, I know what a Marriott is. I'm a little worried about this dude's house or whatever may be the case. So Shane saw that. He's like, there are problems with going on these sites and trying to find a rental property. And some people get surprised when they get there that they're not even remotely what they look like on the website, or they're not cared for or something like that. So he started a company called Vacation Alchemy. That's A-L-C-H-E-M-Y. Alchemy is defined by Webster's as a magical process of transformation and creation. And this is the important part of what he's doing and what makes him so remarkable. And I love people that are just all in. I love exceptional people. Clearly Shane is that, and his brother, and we certainly appreciate them for their years of service in the Navy and the Marines. They're out and in private business now, and this is what they've decided to do. Their magical process of transformation and creation is in property management in Kissimmee, Florida, largely some in Tampa, some in St. Pete, vacation areas where they go find people that have vacation homes that have been listed and say, if you let us come in and do this, we're going to completely transform this thing into something exceptional that will make you stand out above everything else in the crowd. For anybody that brings their family to Universal Studios or Disney World, or, you know, comes down here for a bowl game or anything in Orlando, a golf trip, all of these things in Orlando, all the tourists in Orlando, big families go. It's not just families of four that want to stay at Disney World. A lot of times it's extended family. It's 10 people. It's 12 people. They have a place that sleeps 30. Now, it'll be tight with 30, but you can sleep 20 easily in this home. I mean, big groups of people, families that want to connect. Sometimes they come from different parts of the country. This becomes the place they go. The weather is great year-round. Orlando has something for everyone. If it's not the parks, it's golf, it's entertainment, it's concerts, it's everything. Orlando's a sensational place to visit, and the Kissimmee area is close to the parks. It's close to Universal and the SeaWorld and Magic Kingdom and all that stuff. So they go get these houses, and the reason it's called Vacation Alchemy is there is a magical process of transformation and creation with these homes. They have built a Star Wars home. You've heard me talking about these. Remember we did the thing on the podcast about the Friends home? That somebody, you know, did an Airbnb and they did it with a Friends decoration, and they made one room look like the coffee shop and the other like, you know, Ross's apartment or whatever. And so this is kind of a theme, and this is what he's doing, but they're doing it around movie themes. They've got a Star Wars location, a house. They've got a Top Gun room, which is basically a big game room or party room for the entire family in this house that has shuffleboard and pool table and pinball and jukebox and all these jet fighter airplanes all over the wall and neon signs that say, feel the need. I mean, these theme houses are unbelievable. They're all in neighborhoods with clubhouses and pools. There's all the regular stuff to do. And there's a wide variety. He's got about 20 of them in the Orlando area in a wide variety of, you know, eight people can stay there to 30 people can stay there, different price range. And I'm like, dude, how did you come up with this? He says, man, it's a leap of faith. We find these people and say, you got to put this money in. And if you put this money in and let us remodel and redesign this home, we're going to create something that's so easy for people to see what we've done with this home that they will choose this place to stay over anything else in the Orlando area. When they bring their families, when they gather as large groups, whether it's the middle of winter to get warm or a summer vacation with the kids and grandkids or whatever it is, we will stand out from everyone. And it is incredible. His website is called vacationalchemy.com. A little confusing, but you get it. Vacationalchemy.com. It is owned and operated by Kansas Cityans, and their properties are in Florida. And he wanted to be on the KK list, and I said, well, we haven't completely figured out exactly what we're going to do. I said, dude, I got to tell your story. First of all, you're exceptional. This is unbelievable. I want to tell your story. So I think he's going to become maybe a sponsor on the podcast. Maybe he'll just be on the KK list. I don't know what. I had to pass along to you that I've met somebody that is exceptional doing something that I've never seen before. You have to see these vacation homes. These are rentals. And the website is vacationalchemy.com. I don't know this industry very well. He says that he'll do a promo code. KKHI on any of these homes and give a 10% discount in addition to their already lower rates. He says if you go on Airbnb, you can rent his house at VRBO or Airbnb. If you do that, you're paying 20% more than if you go directly to him. He wants everybody to go straight to Vacation Alchemy and rent through there. It's 20% less than Airbnb or VRBO. He doesn't have to pay the fees to them, none of that. So book directly at vacationalchemy.com. And if you use the promo code, you're going to save even more, and that's KKHI. I said, dude, that's awesome. I think we've got a lot. I get emails all the time about people that vacation in Florida. This is America, man. Florida's freedom. We all see Florida in a way that we've never seen Florida. People are planning Florida vacations that have never gone to Florida. Or like, I'm an Arizona guy. I'm going in September to see Eric Church, a concert in West Palm Beach, Florida. And I don't know that I would have done something like that. It's Florida. I'm going to Florida. I know I'm not going to get, I'm going to be free. I'm going to see Eric Church. I'm getting my tickets for less, just like everyone else. I'm going to buy them at Tickets for Less. I'm going to use that promo code KKHI, and I'm going to that concert. And I can't wait to go see Eric Church in September. I love the guy. I love his music. He's playing an outdoor amphitheater at the end of September. The weather should be spectacular. I think hurricane season's over by then, right? But back to Vacation Alchemy. You have to see, even if you're not planning a trip or wanting to do a trip or whatever, go look at these houses. You're going to be blown away. Now, I'm not saying that they're mansions. We'll have a mansion later in the podcast today. We got a great mansion coming up later. But I'm not saying they're mansions. Although some of them could sleep 30. That's a big house. It's a big, big house. Giant house with a pool and outdoor patio and all that stuff. So, and again, wide variety of prices here. But you've got to see what he's done with the rooms. Like, all the bunk beds have twisty, curvy slides for the kids to slide down to get out of bed. I mean, it's just, it's amazing what he's done. So I didn't understand the alchemy part until I learned the true definition of the word alchemy: magical process of transformation and creation. And that's what this is. These are creative vacation homes for your family to have the best vacation ever to Orlando, if that's something you'd want to do. And it's not just Disney World. I personally think Universal Studios is more fun than Disney because there's just more traditional rides there. I love Universal. It's an unbelievable theme park. There's so much to do in Orlando. Been there many, many times. The Royals used to have spring training there. The golf courses are phenomenal. There's always something to do. You know, Whit Merrifield's going to have a golf tournament there. The former Royal, November 29th, December. Whit Merrifield's a conservative, and he's not unlike Shane O'Connor and his brother Devin here with Vacation Alchemy. He's always thinking of the next big thing. Whit Merrifield is starting what he's calling the Pro Athlete Golf Tournaments, and this may turn into a league and a series. He's having a four-day event, November 29th to December 2nd in Orlando, where 48 professional athletes will have a golf tournament and play for $150,000. Whit Merrifield has to wear Brady Singer's jersey in that event because Whit Merrifield lost a bet to Brady Singer in the College World Series last year. South Carolina was defeated by Florida, and so Brady Singer is sending a jersey to Whit Merrifield, and he's going to wear a Royals Singer jersey to play in that golf tournament. They're obviously going to sell tickets. I'm sure there's a charitable component, but this is the way Orlando is. There's always something going on there. KU and K-State are going to play football there and basketball, and you can rent these homes. I can't think of anything better than going to a late October or November football game with your buddies on a short little, you know, four-day, 3 days of golf, 1 day of college football trip, and renting one of these houses. They're really, really cool. So I had to pass it along. He's an exceptional person. That's easy to see. The website is vacationalchemy.com. If you're considering or have considered, no group too big. He's got homes for the entire extended family if you all want to go to Orlando. That's the way. They're all in. Check it out. Anyway, even if you're not, just check out what he's done with these homes because he's a listener, and his dad was a listener, and he talked about his dad who he lost, and his mom is still here in Kansas City, and he was home to see her, which is why he contacted us, because he lives in Florida managing these properties now. And he talked about his dad listening to the radio show all through the years, and he grew up listening to my radio show, and he loves the podcast. He is a dyed-in-the-wool conservative. This is the kind of people you want to, I'm telling you, I will put the listeners of this podcast up against any media outlet anywhere. You folks are exceptional, at everything you've done in your life, and all we've done is follow rules and succeed. We play by the rules, and we go out and we crush it. And Shane is awesome, and he served in intelligence for the United States, and obviously a really smart guy here and driven guy. This company's something else, vacationalchemy.com. Just check it out. You've never seen anything like it. All I can say is you've never seen anything like it. You've never seen anything like these homes. You've not. So go check that out. All right, DeAndre Hopkins is a wide receiver who had, you know, dude had like 700 yards in, what, six games or something last year. He didn't play even a half season. He's not over the hill. There's something left in the tank for DeAndre Hopkins, and the Chiefs and Chiefs fans are hopeful that he's headed here. I don't know that he is. I don't know that he isn't. This day, June 15th, Thursday, he's in New England visiting the Patriots. The Patriots are optimistic that it's done, that he's going to visit, and they'll have a contract done very shortly. They have the most money to pay. And they believe, as is normally the case, that he who pays the most money wins. They'll be able to throw some guaranteed money at DeAndre Hopkins. Look, I don't know what DeAndre Hopkins wants out of life. You never really know. If it's to make the most money you possibly can, I will never criticize that. I won't. It's a very short career in football. It's generational money. And if he can make twice as much money playing for the Patriots than the Chiefs or the Browns or one of these other teams, then I totally get it. Go do it. I get it. But he's already made tens of millions. I haven't looked up the total of what he's made. It's a lot. So he has that generational money already. He's a very, very, very wealthy man, unless he's blown it all. He's a very wealthy man. The Chiefs' pitch is really simple. We need time. We need to finish on this Chris Jones thing, because it's not going all that great, I guess, with Chris Jones trying to sign him to a deal. We need to finish this thing, then we'll know how much money we have. We'll load it with incentives that will be easy for you to hit. And you can do it that way. That's not guaranteed money, so if you break your leg, that's a problem. But we're going to play you. You've got Patrick freaking Mahomes throwing you the ball. And if you hit some incentives, Juju Smith-Schuster made almost $11 million last year. DeAndre Hopkins is way better than Juju. I think Juju had $1.5 million or $2 million guaranteed, and the rest was all incentives. And he hit them all. He touched every base. And they can show that to DeAndre Hopkins and say, here's the contract that Juju had. You ought to be able to make $12 million this year, $15 million. Well, that's pretty good. Maybe you sign him to a two-year deal like that. I don't know. And I don't know what the Patriots are offering, and I think he's likely to go to the high bidder. It seems like that. But the fact that he hasn't signed with a high bidder yet leads you to believe that there's something in the back of his mind. Wouldn't it be fun to go to Kansas City and have Patrick Mahomes throw me the ball? And wouldn't it be fun to win a Super Bowl? There's something there. We'll see. I still think the Chiefs are just a little bit of a long shot. Okay, I'm going to share a couple of items from listeners with you. This is a fun one. Jeff sends me this email. Dear Kevin, I started your podcast. I'm sorry. That was past tense. Let me reread this because I just had a Joe Biden moment. Dear Kevin, I start your podcast when I start my walk every morning. Most of your podcasts, I've noticed, are between 48 and 54 minutes long. I stop my walk when the podcast is over. I would certainly appreciate shorter podcasts from time to time. How about a 20-minute podcast? Smiley face, keep up the good work, Jeff. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate that. As the summer months get hotter, I'm unsure of how this works now. I'm unsure. If you go for your walk and you stop, aren't you away from home? So you're doing double this number? If you stop at 51 minutes, does that mean you have 51 minutes more to get back home? Do you walk in circles around a track? Are you on a treadmill? I don't get any of this. I need more information, Jeff. I need more information. I will duly noted. How about this, Jeff? How about if I add a sixth podcast a week and keep it to 20 minutes and we'll get you out there walking one more day? As it gets hotter, I know so many of you walk and do things outdoors with the podcast on. Maybe I should shorten them up this summer. Maybe I should cut off 10 minutes. Don't want anybody out there in the dangerous heat. Awesome email, Jeff. I have I'll call him a friend, but I haven't seen him in a year or two. And I used to see him a lot. He was way back in the day, he worked for Pepsi, which was loosely a sponsor at the radio station. But we'd have events where they would donate things, lots of Pepsi, lots of Diet Pepsi, things like that. So we got to know the guys over at Pepsi. His name is Dave LeMaster, and he is the most vibrant, memorable person you could ever meet. He's that guy. Okay, I'd compare him a little bit to Willard Scott. Remember the weather guy, Willard Scott, that looked like he never had a bad day? That's Dave LeMaster. Now, Dave LeMaster is not as big as Willard Scott. I'm not trying to say he looked like him. I'm trying to say the personalities are kind of the same. And Dave was always the energy and the infusion in any remote that we did, whenever the Pepsi was involved in some way. He brought it, man. He brought the energy. I would be doing the radio show. He'd be hanging around with people and just entertaining people like crazy. He's that guy. He's been with other companies since then. He may be retired now. I haven't seen him since last year sometime. But I hear from Dave and have heard from Dave every year for the past 25 years. And that is no joke. He calls me every year on my birthday. He's that guy. He knows thousands of people. There are days when he does this 20 times. I intentionally, because he calls Jessica too on her birthday every year. I don't answer. I get the voicemail. Because if I answer, the voicemail's easy. It's 25 seconds. If I answer, it's 5 minutes out of his day, maybe longer. We chat, we catch up. And I always figure, okay, it's June 15th. He may be calling Courtney Cox, the actress. She was born the exact same day as me in 1964. So I don't know if he has her number or not, but if he does, he called her today. Everybody whose birthday is June 15th got called today. Everyone who's 16 gets called tomorrow. Everyone who's 14 got called yesterday. He does this 365 days a year. And I just thought, this is just how great people are. I just thought I'd play it for you. This is Dave LeMaster and my annual birthday greeting.
Hello! Hey, what a day it is today. Kevin, it's your day. Here you go. Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, dear Kevin! Happy birthday to you! And many more! Hey! Hope you have a wonderful birthday!
Now, who and what are better than that? Dave LeMaster and the energy he brings every single year, and that's a great... He always calls in the morning. Get your day started right, and we certainly appreciate him for that. That is awesome. KKHI is brought to you by the Bluemont Hotel in Manhattan and Goolsby's Indoor Entertainment Center. That's right. If you're headed to Manhattan, BluemontHotel.com is the website. You're going to love it. It's not a boutique hotel. It's a big hotel with lots of meeting space and the restaurant and all kinds of great stuff. It's in the perfect location for business or pleasure, or if you're just staying one night passing through. It's great. You've got all the restaurants and bars of Aggieville across the street. You're adjacent to campus. It is the perfect location. It is a beautiful hotel. It's perfect for wedding parties, rehearsal dinners, receptions, reunions. You name it. Bluemont Hotel in Manhattan would love to have you. BluemontHotel.com and Goolsby. Swing in for a cold one. They have 30 taps on the wall. You pour your own. We love that about the Bluemont Hotel and Goolsby's. Earth Effects Outdoor Living is your new landscaper, no matter what you need. Even if you just need mulch delivered and some minor things around your house done, they do it all. They'll build berms and trees like they did for me a couple of weeks ago. They put in ponds and water features. They do retaining walls, drainage, kitchens, fire pits, hardscapes. This is all outdoor. All outdoor. They love to do the hardscape projects. Fire pits, lighting, outdoor kitchens and bars. Earth Effects Outdoor. They're online at eeoutdoor.com. That's real easy. eeoutdoor.com. Daniel Hanks is the owner. He is a good man, very good man, wonderful conservative and Christian. 816-478-7700. That's 816-478-7700 online at eeoutdoor.com. The Finch Knife Company. Still got a couple of days until Father's Day. Ladies, this is what he wants. He wants a Finch knife for Father's Day. He does. You can pick one up at Shields before Sunday. You can pick one up at the Bullet Hole in Mission or Teague Tractor in Belton. Keep life from getting dull with a Finch pocket knife. The new Flint series is out. So is the Hatfield series. You're going to love them. These are beautiful pieces of art. They're also great everyday tools to keep in your pocket. Satin finishes, titanium clips, wonderful U.S. steel blades. Gorgeous. Absolutely beautiful. Online, FinchKnifeCo.com. You can probably fast track this thing and get it by Sunday. If you want to try to overnight it, FinchKnifeCo.com. If you live out of town, grab one. You're going to love it. Keep life from getting dull with a Finch pocket knife. And B-Stock this weekend has a great sale going on in Olathe, 14680 South Flaming Road. They've got the Sonos sound systems at 20% off their already lower price, their normal price, through Father's Day. So I think this is good through like Monday. All right, because they're not open on Sunday. I think it's good through Monday. So if you want a Sonos system, save big right now at bstock.net. While you're there, sign up to win the 70-inch Samsung Smart TV giveaway for the 4th of July. You got to do that in person. The only way to sign up is in person. If you're going to be in Olathe, just walk right in. Takes 2 seconds. Fill it out. Drop it in the bucket. And you're entered to win a 70-inch Samsung TU7000 4K Smart TV for the 4th of July. It's their big giveaway at bstock.net, 14680 South Flaming Road. Love Kansas Senator Roger Marshall. He had a town hall yesterday. We played a clip of this on the Patron podcast yesterday. He had a conference call, a telephone call, town hall with Kansas City area voters on the Kansas side. It was pretty cool. He did this on the day that he introduced the One Flag for All Act. Roger Marshall is just being excoriated by the Kansas City Star today in an opinion piece on why he's wrong that he wants the pride flag down. And I never heard Roger Marshall say he wants the pride flag down. What I heard him say was he saw a president break the flag code by hanging another flag between the American flags, which you can't do. And his idea is quite simple. Roger Marshall said, I want the One Flag for All Act at every federal location in the United States and around the world. Only the stars and stripes of Old Glory will be flying. There will be exceptions. If it's a military base and they have their own logo at that military base, they can fly that. They may allow the state flag of wherever they're located to be flown there. But no more even like Chiefs flags. No. Chiefs won the Super Bowl. You can't fly that at the federal building downtown. Sorry. You're out. Old Glory's flying. I'm good with this. After seeing the pride flag at the White House, I love this One Flag for All Act. It is an absolute shame that in this country we have to have something like this. That patriotism by this administration is kicked to the curb in such a way that we have to have an act like this. It's ridiculous, in fact. But Roger Marshall, per usual, has nailed it. And he's going to hold their feet to the fire, because if they force a vote on this, the Democrats will have to vote. I would love to see Democrats vote no in an election year to this. I would love that. I would mostly like to see it passed. Enough of the goofy flags anywhere. Enough of them. Okay? The problem with the Pride Month, the problem that people have, is not whatever freaky things you do in your bedroom. We don't care. It's the freaky things you do in front of us. Okay? Nobody likes to see the if you went to a baseball game, for example, and you had a couple and you got your kids with you or your grandkids or whatever, and let's say there's a couple that and they're 23 years old and they're just making out the whole game, and dude's got his hand up her shirt and he's fondling her breasts, and now he's reaching down in her pants or her shorts, and she gets up to go to the bathroom and he slaps her on the butt and he woo 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 and gives her these, you know, sugar movements and all this stuff. You'd be sick of that too. I saw some of that at the concert Saturday night. These people were stupid drunk. It wasn't really sexual in nature as much as it was just a drunk guy slobbering all over a girl. It was more pathetic than anything, but you just don't want to see it in public. I'm sorry. This isn't about gay sex. I don't want to see heterosexual people getting all crazy in public. I just don't. I don't. Most people don't. Okay? It's uncomfortable. It's just weird. Okay? You're making some sort of a statement. Hey, look at us when you do that. The problem with the Pride movement and what they're trying to do is they have their equality. They have their acceptance. Hell, that ain't enough. I mean, it's the most Democrat value on earth. If there's one thing that Democrats stand for, is it's not enough. Okay, you have equality, you have acceptance. That isn't good enough. We want unequal treatment. We want our own month. We want you to recognize us with a flag. We want to be topless at the White House. We want to have a man out there who had his breast, a woman who had her breast taken off that now takes hormones so she grows a beard. The bearded lady with these breasts with scars all over them, just disgusting, want to take my shirt off and show it to the cameras. We want you to see this. That's what people don't like. And that doesn't have so much to do with Roger Marshall, although he was just sickened by what he saw at the White House, mostly sickened by the flag, and said, let's pass this, which is a great idea. Oh, but it gets better. In a Detroit suburb, this is the next level now. You may not hear this story or know this anywhere. This is next level. Next level stuff. In a Detroit suburb, a city council unanimously has voted to ban all pride flags from all public flagpoles. All public flagpoles. You better own the land if you want to fly that flag. You better own the property. That's the only place you can fly it, is on your private property. So the pride folks came to the city council and they went crazy. And what'd they do? They put on a demonstration. They lifted their shirts. The women kissed each other and grabbed each other and fondled each other in front of this council that is not fond of this sort of action. They wore clown noses. They dressed up in costumes. They made all kinds of, you know what they did, because you've seen it. The head of the council turned to the group and said, that's a nice little display you put on there, but we're serious people and you're not. You're the ones making the problems. That's why we passed this. If you just didn't cause problems in public, this wouldn't be happening. But you're causing problems. That isn't the best part of the story. Here's the best part of the story. And the reason you won't hear this story, the liberal media can't report on this story. The liberal media cannot attack this city council and call them racist and homophobic and everything that they call conservatives. They cannot do this to this city council. They can't touch this story. They don't want anyone to know this story. Why would that be? Every single member of that council is Muslim. The Muslims don't like it. They don't like it at all. If we want to talk about homophobia and bias, let's look to the Middle East and see what their culture says about gay sex, homosexuality. You want to go try that on for size? Saudis? Iran? Let's just take a look around over there and see what their policies and thoughts are. Now, these are Americans. These are Muslim Americans. But it seems like old habits die hard because they don't give two flips about these people. And they went and passed a law and said, you ain't flying your flag in this town. And the media can't touch this story. I love it. Lib media proof story. They can't touch it. That's fantastic. Oh, Joe Biden had a rough day. Well, Joe Biden has mostly rough days. Joe Biden was giving a speech Wednesday night. This was one of those things that's more, it's like a political speech, right? Well, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. And he gets really angry. He does. He goes, I'm not kidding about that. No malarkey. He's so angry. He's just a bitter old man. Like, dude, go retire. Go to the beach. Have a nice day someday. He got up and he lost several battles with the teleprompter. Doggone it. The teleprompter to Joe Biden is like Muhammad Ali. He's like, oh God, I got to duck and move. This teleprompter's so complicated. Oh, there's a jab. Oh, here comes the left hook. I mean, Biden versus prompter is like an amateur boxer against Ali in his prime. It's just sad. So the teleprompter won most of the battles on Wednesday night, but none better than when he botched through the part where he was trying to say build back better. And he was actually sort of somehow trying to explain that he tried to cover up by saying they're going to get rid of build back better. And there's a reason why, because of what he did on Wednesday night. He said build back Biden. You can't make that up. Build back Biden? This isn't possible. I mean, the $6 million man wasn't built. You could do. That's what they need. Joe Biden needs to be. Somebody needs to do a spoof on. Remember the old show, The $6 Million Man? That's it. That's Joe Biden. He needs to be rebuilt. We can rebuild him. Build back Biden. That's what he said in his speech. They corrected themselves. He goes, oh, build back better or whatever it is. It's confusing. And we decided we're not going to, like, and then he went off prompter, like, we're not going to use that anymore. Well, probably not. The man literally has to drop his campaign slogan because he can't say it. Let me repeat that. The president of the United States running for re-election cannot say the slogan of his campaign. He can't. So they're going to have to get rid of it. He botches it. I'm guessing, this is just a hunch, I'm guessing word's gotten around the White House that they have changed internally as a joke, Build Back Better into Build Back Biden. That the staff walks around every day and jokes, we got to build back Biden. That is a common term at the White House. I'm going to guarantee that's a joke and somehow it slipped through and maybe he found out about it or whatever. I'm betting everybody around that White House says Build Back Biden. Good Lord. Good Lord. The greatest country in the history of civilization has a president that cannot say his campaign slogan. Jeez, what on earth is happening? Oh, this is great. The most expensive home in the state of Texas is for sale. There's been a lot of talk about Patrick Mahomes' house being for sale for $3 million or just under. This is called the Lodge at Hunter's Creek. This is outside Houston. It's surrounded by Buffalo Bayou. It's kind of on its own little island. It's surrounded by trees and water. It's like a moat, but it's a horseshoe shape, and around the horseshoe on the outside of the water is a golf hole. So there's a golf community there too. This is a massive property, 22,000 square feet in the main house, 6 bedrooms, 8 baths. There's a guest lodge. It was built in 2005. It looks like a great English Tudor castle thing-ish. It is for sale. Most expensive home in Texas. It is for sale for $65 million. Wow. Wonder, it didn't say in the story what they built it for in 2005. I would think at least half that. I think it's at least doubled. It's probably done more than that. They probably built the whole thing for $15 million and they're selling it for $65. That's always possible. Our final is brought to you by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. Online at robertsrobinson.com. No matter where you live, you can get your new GM from Roberts Robinson. They'll deliver it right to you. The lifetime warranty is always included free. RobertsRobinson.com in Excelsior Springs. Amini's Galleria, 105th and Metcalf in Overland Park. Outdoor furniture sale continuing right now at Amini's. If you're looking for new outdoor furniture, it's that time of year. Go check them out. They're also in St. Louis, Oklahoma City, and Tulsa. And of course, they've got all the cool games for your game room, guys. And Dr. Jeremy and his team at Fry Orthodontics, 13 locations. Your smile is just the start. There is no other orthodontist to consider because they're closer to you than anyone else anyway, and they make the experience better. They hire fun people just to make it enjoyable to go there. Fry Orthodontics, your smile is just the start. Online at fryorthodontics.com. First evaluation is free. Just mention the podcast. Our final comes from Belgium. This sounds like a terrible story until it's a great story. So I'm going to set it up that it just sounds awful. And then it's going to be so great you won't believe it. So bear with me. A man faked his death, paid for a funeral, his family gathered, outdoors, closed casket. When he lands a helicopter on the lawn next to the ceremony and gets out and surprises everyone in the family and all of his friends that he's still alive. That sounds like a horrible joke, and nobody would want to go through that. And mean, kind of a mean joke. Maybe you had to work that day. Maybe you gave something up to go do this, whatever. They asked the man why he did it, and he did not do it as a prank, even though it sounded like a prank. He said, "What I see in my family hurts me. We have all grown apart. Nobody comes to see me. We all live in different places and we don't stay in touch. I want to fix that in the last few years that I have left." Now, isn't that wonderful? There are pictures of him hugging family members that he hasn't seen in years, people that he hasn't talked to, presumably family members that he had disputes with or fights with, would still show up at a funeral. We all know how this goes. That's pretty darn cool. He said he is optimistic that the rest of their lives will be much better than the last few years because of this stunt that he pulled. That is unbelievable. Because when I read it, the first thing I thought was, this is a really goofy, mean person that pulled a prank on people in his family and his friends. But it's not. He was making a statement. We need to get together at least once a year. Holidays, a vacation. Vacation Alchemy. Get everybody together and go get a big house in Orlando. Right? Do it something like that. It's a powerful statement to your family. And it really resonates with me and our families. I'm paying heed to this. I like that story. There's your final. KKHasIssues.com is the website. We appreciate it if you have not hit the subscribe, like, or follow button. If you would do that, it's free. And if you get a chance, please tell somebody that you think I have issues. We would love to have more listeners. If you know somebody you think might like it, tell them about it. Show them how to do it. Grab their phone and say, this is real easy. Do it right here at Kevin Kietzman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Kietzman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.